Thank you for being here today. My name is Saul Grullon, and I'm also doing investigation on the Nelson brothers' history, particularly their childhood literature and how wonderful it is. There are sections, there are many different subsections within, you know, that we have divided, you know, with all the materials that we have. Like, there are so many different themes, and out of those themes, we've developed, like, subsections that we are each in charge of. So some of these questions, they stem off, you know, some of the investigation that we've been doing and some of the summarization that we've been doing on some of these sections. So be ready. Awesome. So one of the questions that Nick had is how play has changed in the town of Goshen. Do children still go around fishing? Do they still hunt? Do they explore nature as the Nelson brothers did once?
I think not in most cases. For one thing, the Nelson brothers went to a very local small schoolhouse, which they walked to and back. They did not go to school all year long. They just went when they could. The kids now are bused to a school. They're on the bus perhaps an hour in the morning and an hour when they get home in the afternoon. You do see children playing what we call the Goshen Ocean now. It's a flood control project. And you'll see them fishing there occasionally, but not a lot. The children, from what I hear, that there isn't enough for the children to do in this town. Both parents are working now. That certainly was not true back when the boys were on the farm. Their parents were right there all the time. They were there. The kids that I know about get off the school bus in the afternoon, go to the library, some of them, get help with their homework, and then they can use the computer, which I assume, you know, is their play. They certainly must do probably mostly now electronic, you know, I'm guessing.
So to further elaborate on that question, do you think that these type of sources deprive children of an imaginative world that, you know, like the ones that the Nelson brothers created when there was nothing to do in town?
I think it might make an imagination less necessary, or perhaps might not have been encouraged. I was just thinking, I was wondering how many other children at that time had imaginations, and I was thinking they must, because the photograph of the little boys with the drums and, you know, the Spanish-American War, and they're all standing there. There were, what, 6 or 8 kids in the photo, and they were all making believe for this. So I imagine that was pretty universal.
You mentioned that both parents are working now.
Yes.
Rather than previously working on the farm. Are people just occupationally not working on farms now? Where is that employment shift?
It has, I would say, completely changed. At the time that they lived here, New Hampshire was still primarily a farming state. People were still farming, making their livings that way. The fields were open. You had so much open space. You had almost no woods, so that, for instance, where you are now in this house, you could have gone outdoors, looked way over. You could have seen your neighbors, what they were doing. You had a sense of closeness, I think, to your neighbors who were also home during the day, which is completely different now. So most people were home. They weren't going, or if they did go to work, they would work in a mill in Mill Village, in, you know, or maybe Newport. But mostly the women didn't work out. So very, very different, yeah.
Awesome. Another question that one of our classmates had, Kate to be more specific, she wanted to know, if you can go back in time and meet one of the Nelson brothers, who would it be, and what would you like to bring back to the present?
Of course, I'm curious to meet Elmer because he's my grandfather. I have the feeling he was the quieter one. Arthur has always seemed to be the more interesting one. I know certainly Arthur's children and their children, and they are very much into theater and drama, and they are also... So that's a hard question. I did know Walter. I did meet him, actually. And I met Ida when I was a child, so I have met those two people. But probably Arthur. he would have been the most entertaining. And I'm very sorry to tell you that as a child, I did meet Arthur. My mother, again, an aunt, took my sister and I to visit. And all I remember was this little old man sitting in a chair. And my sister and I were obnoxious teenagers. And we didn't want any part of that visit and didn't know why we had to be there. And we're very bored. Missed the entire thing. Yeah.
Knowing now what you know about the Nelson brothers, mm-hmm. do you regret that moment where you...
Yes, very much. My mother told me nothing, but my aunt did. When my mother and aunt would come up here and get together with all the cousins, they put on plays, they had operettas, they put plays on in the barn, they put them on upstairs. We have a step upstairs in a room, and they use that as a stage. Very much the drama and the, you know, imagination came down to the next generation. And it has gone through the family. You can see it, you know, in various people. But yes, I regret that. I, being a very self-absorbed teenager who just didn't need to know anything about that little old man there. Right. Yeah.
That's great. Well, while looking at these books and some of the stories that were written by them when they were children, mm-hmm. we realized that they must have had some reliable resource. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions that another student has, Jillian, to be more exact, she wants to know if you know the resources of the time. And if so, like, would you try to kind of decipher how, for example, the boys got staples to staple their books, or how they got textbooks that probably related to Asian civilization or Indian, you know, the war between Americans and Indians and things of, you know... some of those subjects.
I was telling somebody, their grandfather, Eliezer, was both a minister and a doctor, very well educated. And their mother, Ida, until she was 14, grew up in Philadelphia. Probably went to a very good school. So education was considered important. Eliezer, I have several of his diaries here, which are incredibly boring, but he was constantly doing self-study and self-improvement, and I have read this, and I have done this, and I... So I think there was very much that was an important part of their life. And when Ida ended up in Goshen and married and had the children... I know they got the Youth's Companion as one publication, but the parents, I think, sent away for publications. I think they had books that they had either inherited or bought themselves, and because they talk about reading at night, reading to each other, and her comment in one time. When the boys were little, they liked to take oiled paper and trace things. So she was furnishing, the parents were giving them pencils and pens and ink and sometimes paper and sometimes notebooks. So the parents were probably a little different than many other parents around here. There used to be a story about the Nelsons, which I've heard at reunions. They said the Nelsons could all be haying up in the big field up there and getting in the hay, and the thunder clouds would be piling up on the horizon, and somebody would say, "Let's go swimming," and they'd go swimming. They liked pleasure in that sense, and even though I think Heil and Ida were fairly poor, they might put off painting the house or doing something like that, but they would buy the boys things they needed to write or to draw or books, things of that. They let them take time off from the farm to do photography. So the parents had didn't keep their noses to the grindstone. And I think that's an important part of giving them the space and the time and the materials to do what they did. I'm not sure many others would have done that, yeah.
So it seemed like the Nelson brothers, including Ida and her husband, knew their local resources. And one of the questions that our professor had was, what do you know about the actual farm and the creamery?
This, not much about the creamery, other than they sent their milk products down to the grocery store in Haverhill. There are some photographs of that. Heil's farm, he had sugar maples, cows, I guess. I'm really not sure how all. He often hired out. I mean, it's hard to figure out how they made their money because it was in so many different ways. And he'd hire his labor for somebody for 2 weeks or, you know, Ida had chickens and got money that way. And I'm not sure what the farm was like. I know what the one up here was like, but not down there.
Okay. And one of the personal questions that I had in mind was, do you think that it would be worthwhile to teach some of the Nelson's brothers' history in an institution? If so, at what level? High school, elementary, college?
Well, let's see. You're in college, and you're quite excited about it.
Yeah.
So college would be good.
But why would it be convenient for college students to learn about the Nelson brothers' history?
It might be suitable for high school. I'm almost thinking some of the writings and the photographs would have spanned that time. High school students might pick up some ideas about how to document their lives or their family's lives. Yeah, I'm not sure. Again, I think it's more about how you live your life, how you cultivate imagination. I'm not familiar with much younger children, but they might enjoy the little books, you know. Have them write some in elementary school as part of class projects. I think my grandchildren, one or two of them, would have enjoyed doing that. And the drawing, they would have done the drawings. So maybe all levels, just you'd certainly structure it differently depending on, you know, whether it were grade school or high school or college. But I think there's something applicable to all of them.
Knowing all that you know about the Nelson family, what is one factor that you would like to share with the audience that do know about the Nelson family, or, you know, for those who don't know about it, what's one thing that you would like for all of us to remember and cherish? It can be from anyone. It can be from Ida, it can be from your grandfather, Elmer, or... You mentioned that you met.
I think I would look at it from the Nelsons that I know now that come to the reunion, because I really didn't know Elmer or Arthur really or Ida, but I think there's a strong familial resemblance through the generations. And as I was telling you, they're very peaceable people. They're very gentle people. They can be quite quiet. They get along well with others. You have brothers who are best friends. You have sisters who are best friends. When people come to the reunion, they're glad to see each other. There aren't cliques. People don't hate each other. You know, it's a gentle, peaceful family. They love education. They love learning stuff. They're creative and mischievous. Some have very dry senses of humor. It's just a very lovely, the people I know that come here, just a very lovely, easy family to meet, to know. And
awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Why not?